You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We do have some developing news here in Sacramento. We're getting reports that the Sacramento Immigration Court in downtown has been shut down due to possible arrest activity. We're going to check in with CAP Radio reporter and student assistant Greg Michek. He is inside that locked courthouse. Greg, what are you seeing right now?
Hey, Vicky. Right now, there's not actually a lot going on inside, just a few people kind of milling about here and there. So it's much quieter than it was earlier.
What was happening earlier on?
Earlier on the fourth floor here of the courthouse where some of the immigration courts are, there were some what appeared to be plainclothes ICE officers kind of milling about at the end of the hallway. And then someone came out of one of the courtrooms and they took off running down the hallway and put their arms up in the air. One of the other reporters told me they do that to make it so nobody can get photos. And they took them down a service elevator down the back of the hallway.
And we were also hearing some reports that the courthouse was locked. Is that still the case? And did that happen earlier today?
It is. Yeah, that happened about 45 minutes ago. I spoke with security and they told me that the only people allowed in right now are people with appointments or employees that they say belong here. I asked them how common that is. And they said that that'll happen occasionally when there's an operation about to happen or whenever they have just any other reason that they need to do it.
Are you still locked inside?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd describe as locked inside, but I cannot leave and come back in. So okay. I plan on staying until there's more hearings happening about 1 o'clock. So I anticipate there might be something to see then.
Yeah. Okay. So you can leave, but you wouldn't be able to come back inside the federal courthouse.
Correct. Yeah.
Got it. How long have you been there this morning?
I got here right about 10 o'clock.
And what happened when, did everything kind of escalate and all of this unfold rather quickly?
It did. I was actually at the end of the hallway, just kind of making small talk with the ICE officers. I'm just asking what they were doing and how their day was. And, you know, they're just kind of being very casual. And then mid-conversation, they pulled up their neck gaiters and ran down the hallway at full speed.
Do you have an idea how many people were detained?
I don't have a precise number. Somebody I was speaking to earlier, another reporter or an advocate, I believe, said that it was one person and that they were here saying that they wanted to go back to Mexico. Is what they're insisting apparently to the officers, but I don't have much beyond that. Mm.
And how quickly after, from what you could see, that one person being taken into immigration custody, was the federal courthouse, I guess, essentially locked down in the sense that if you were to leave, you couldn't come in? So people who are outside would not be able to walk into the building.
It was maybe about 45 minutes, so it wasn't immediate. The remarkable thing to me was how quickly things seemed to just kind of return to normal as soon as all that happened. You know, there was the flurry of activity as people ran down the hallway and took someone down the elevator. But then after that, I went downstairs with some other reporters to see, you know, what we can see, and it was just very quiet. And I came upstairs, and there was just people going back to their appointments into the courtroom, and it looked like business as usual. Mm.
You mentioned you talked with some advocates there. I guess, how are they making sense of what unfolded this morning?
They didn't seem surprised. So they seemed shocked and disappointed, but in a way that almost seems frustrated and common, in the sense that they see it regularly. I spoke with somebody else over the phone that works as a advocate with a local organization, and they were not surprised at all that it happened. And they said that there'll be more people here tomorrow.
Mm. Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll just continue following your reporting throughout the day. Stay safe out there.
All right. Thanks, Vicky.
And that is CAP Radio's Greg Michek reporting from the Federal Immigration Court in downtown Sacramento. And also, a federal court hearing is scheduled for later today, this afternoon, on whether the Trump administration can use the National Guard and the Marines to assist with immigration raids and respond to protests in Los Angeles. Governor Gavin Newsom, along with Attorney General Rob Bonta, filed an emergency motion requesting the court's intervention after President Trump ordered the deployment of the National Guard and Marines to LA. The administration took the step in response to protests over stepped up immigration enforcement. That hearing is scheduled for this afternoon in a San Francisco federal courthouse. We do have CAP Radio's Laura Fitzgerald will be in the courtroom and we'll have updates from her throughout the afternoon. And this is a good reminder that Insight airs live at noon and it rebroadcasts at 7 p.m. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll be back in just a few moments.